This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is asking Western leaders to help overcome Russia's weapons advantage by supplying more modern tanks, artillery, ammunition, rockets, and air defense systems. In a video address Monday to a group of seven industrial country leaders, he also called on Russia to begin withdrawing from territory it's occupying on Christmas. The Kremlin has rejected all previous appeals to reverse its land grabs in Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine have engaged in no recent peace talks, prolonging a war that has killed and wounded tens of thousands of people and left dozens of Ukrainian cities and towns in ruins. Ukrainian army doctors on the front line near Donetsk often have to battle to save soldiers' limbs and their lives, Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Some staff struggle to hold back tears as the wounded young men are carried in on bloody stretchers. Olena, an intern, says they often beg to be treated and sent back to the battlefield instead of home.
To be honest, it is mentally very hard when very young boys are being brought in. We've transported boys without legs who were born in 2002 and 2000.
Kyiv says the brutal fighting on the Eastern Front is inflicting huge losses on Russian forces, as well as taking its toll on Ukrainian soldiers.
Iran has executed a second prisoner detained and convicted over crimes committed during nationwide protest. Authorities publicly hanged him on Monday from a construction crane as a gruesome warning to others. Activists say at least 488 people have been killed since demonstrations began in mid-September. This is VOA News. Cameroon lawmakers say they have high expectations from the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit that begins Tuesday in Washington. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports for VOA from Yandui.
Delegations from more than 40 countries are attending the three-day summit. Cameroon is represented by a delegation led by 89-year-old President Paul Biya. Biya is making his first trip outside the country since May, when he went to Europe for a suspected medical check. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Nigeria on Monday removed COVID-19 testing requirements for international travelers and said it was no longer mandatory to wear masks on flights and inside airport buildings, the airline regulator said. In a notice to airlines, the Nigerian Civil Aviation Authority said travelers to and from Nigeria did not need to undergo COVID-19 tests irrespective of their vaccination status. The authority said travelers above 60 years and those with health issues were encouraged to use face masks. Hundreds of protesters on Monday used burning tires, wood, and rocks to block the airport runway in Peru's second-largest city, Arequipa, demonstrating against the ousting of former President Pedro Castillo. Protesters have demanded fresh elections and the resignation of new President Dina Boluarte following the arrest of her leftist predecessor Castillo last week after he attempted to dissolve Congress and rule by decree. Boluarte tried to ease tensions following deadly weekend clashes, announcing on Sunday she would seek to hold elections 2 years early, while also declaring a state of emergency in flashpoint areas. Representatives of Colombia's government and of the National Liberation Army, ELN guerrillas, completed their first round of peace talks in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, on Monday, with the next round of negotiations to take place in Mexico. The two sides restarted peace talks on November 21st with the intention of ending the ELN's part in Colombia's almost six decades of armed conflict, which has left at least 450,000 dead. Mexico will hold the next round of talks starting in January, said Mexico's ambassador in Caracas, after the North American country agreed to be an official guarantee for the peace talks. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.